Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
No one should have to decide if they can afford life-saving care. Expanding Medicaid would bring billions in federal funding back to our state. It helps stabilize rural hospitals providing critical care. Text BETTER to 46839.
Fans from every SEC school and beyond. The latest morning headlines and sports talk hosts that call it like they see it. Welcome to the People's Sports Talk Show. Contact the guys at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Now, here's today's edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
Indeed, we're off and running. We're a brand new week on this March 11th, Tuesday edition of Mississippi Sports Today, presented by Tupelo Coca-Cola and live from the Surf Pro Studio, featuring our Tuesday trio of hosts. One, Stacey Jo Rollins from Marvelous Mouse with us today.
Back. Good morning.
After a,
glad to be here.
Yeah, been here 2 or 3 weeks, girl.
Sorry about that.
Oh, you look great. We're glad to have you
in,
Stacey.
You.
Also, the OJD, Johnny Davis, joining us. Johnny is bringing on a very special guest today, a coach in the postseason for the first time ever for their program. We'll have that later in the hour. And Brian Rigby from Surf Pro of Tupelo. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Busy baseball weekend for you?
It was.
Yep.
And it was be another busy week this week.
Yeah, and the weather's cooperating finally.
Finally.
Yes. You joined the program at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. We hope to hear from our regulars and maybe your first-timers. Say hello today. We appreciate you very much. You may have heard about the 7 days for the Troops event coming on March 20th to the Antler in Tupelo, featuring the keynote speaker, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. Right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of it. So Scott Burns with 7 days is joining us here to remind us about 7 days for the Troops. Now, Scott, morning to you, my brother.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. And I want to say how awesome it is that y'all added a little class to y'all's studio here.
You mean Johnny?
With mistake.
Oh. Certainly
Thank
not.
You there, Scott. I'll give you that money in a few minutes.
There Certainly not, Johnny. Scott, thank you and everything you guys do for our veterans and 7 days for the Troops. This is a major event, and folks should know it is sold out.
It is sold out.
But we're going to have events that day, like our Super Talk Gerard Gibbert show, live from the Antler to preview it.
He will, they'll be there. I'm excited about that. I think it's, and people are like, well, why are you doing a remote if it's already sold out? Well, because we want to promote what 7 days for the Troops is doing in Mississippi and across the country, and what better way to get the word out in Mississippi than Super Talk?
Yeah, thanks for saying that. And we're going to have a great time. I want to thank our friends that are helping support our broadcast that day, because it takes a lot to get right.
Super it definitely
Talk,
does.
Super Talk on the road. And that would be our friends at Mitchell Distributing, Tim Tubb, and the team at Sprout Insurance, and, of course, Med Plus, one of your supporters of this event in a big way. And we appreciate them very much. And also a special thanks to Tallahatchie Gourmet, who's going to be feeding us during that.
Really? I didn't know about that. So
Jeff will help out with these type causes. So we're excited about that on the 20th. And just a quick, you know, a lot of people saying, you got the Secretary of Defense to Tupelo on a work day? How'd that happen?
Well, what we, you know, when we booked Secretary of Defense, we booked him as a veteran and Fox News host, Pete Hegseth. We booked him back last July. He was scheduled to come in October of last year, and with all the stuff that was going on with the election, he reached out to us and said, hey, I can still keep it on my schedule, but I'd much rather push it out, and that way if something comes up with the election and all the craziness, then, you know, I'm more guaranteed to be there. And so we went ahead and we put it on the schedule for March 20th, not knowing at that time that he was going to be, you know, the new Secretary of Defense. And I will not lie to you, I got a little nervous when he got nominated to be Secretary of Defense, that 7 days for the Troops in Tupelo, Mississippi would not be on his radar as one of his events that he would still do. But the great thing about it is we have a couple of national defense contractors in North Mississippi. We've got a awesome National Guard facility here in North Mississippi. And so he's able to, I mean, make an official visit to visit some of those locations. But the thing that is awesome is that he honored his commitment to us. And that's a big deal, because he didn't have to do that. And so we're thankful, and we're appreciative that he said, hey, I'm still going to honor my commitment.
All right. And for folks that want to support this effort, and just quickly, Scott, the things that you guys do in terms of veterans and their homes and just quality of life, I mean, it's a lot, so you don't have a lot of – but this is – an event that you can support without actually having, you know, to attend it with your contributions.
You can, and what I would encourage you to do is to go to our website and or our Facebook page, because on both of those there's an opportunity to click a donate button. But like with this event and the other events that I've got coming up in Tupelo, is we have an awesome auction. And just some of the items we have on that auction, it's like a autographed Air Jordan from Michael Jordan, autographed it. We've got a Kobe Bryant autographed picture, and all of these have the letters of authenticity. We've got a we got a great golf outing, and I don't have the details right here. I should have brought it, but it's a great opportunity to go and watch golf and have fun with that. There's a lot of stuff that we have on there. But you mentioned what we do for veterans, and I want to highlight just something that happened last week. I made a stop at our Lee County Veteran Service Officer office just to stop and say hello and check and see if they needed anything. And she was having a conversation, and I heard the name for the veteran that she was trying to help. It's a 100-year-old World War II veteran. His name is Mr. Otis Brown, an amazing young man, not young anymore, but amazing person. And he is not service connected, and that's I could spend an hour talking about what all that means. So he doesn't fit the typical veteran that the veteran service office would help, because just all that. But he needed a hospital bed and a lift chair. And I was like, well, we definitely can do the lift chair. That won't be a problem, but I'll put it out to my people in the networking world and see about the hospital bed. And within an hour, both of those things were taken care of.
Wow.
And we're able to do that because it's like this event that we're having, the other fundraising events we do, and we've helped a veteran pay a utility bill. We've got a veteran that was gifted a tiny home but didn't have the funds to cover getting the electricity and plumbing and all that hooked up. So we're able to do those kind of things. And so that's why we do what we do.
Go to 7, the numeral 7, daysforthetroops.org, and you get all the information on some of the veterans' experiences, some of the things you're currently doing, and other events.
Yeah, and that's also a way that you can find out a little bit more about what we do. But what you will learn about veterans in your life, and you've got a couple of veteran sons, you'll understand when I say what I say. Veterans aren't real big on asking for help. But you may know a veteran that is in need of something.
Yes.
And you can reach out to us, and it's just like the hospital bed. We don't do hospital beds, but we know how to reach out to people that do hospital beds.
Mm-hmm.
I just said do on the radio. But we do hospital beds.
Happens all the time.
And so, so we have a network of people that we can put you in contact with where we may not be able to solve all the problems. We can get you in contact with somebody that can.
All right.
And so we want to encourage you. And if you're listening to this right now and people are like, well, this is a sports talk radio show, and why? Well, some of my biggest supporters are also sports fans. You know, they're patriotic people that believe in helping others. And so if you're thinking, hey, I want to get involved in some way, and I will tell you, this may get me in trouble. My phone may blow up because we are sold out of tickets. But if you want to come and help work at the 7-day Days for the Troops event next Thursday night, and come and help, volunteer, not just come to watch the show, but if you want to come volunteer and help us out, give me a call or send me a text. Text me is the best way, 662-401-3349. I'll send you a link to the volunteer sign-up sheet, and as we start filling those holes of places we need people, then you can reach out and,
yeah,
and
that'd be a great way.
You can support it. Yes.
That number again?
662-401-3349.
All right, Scott, we thank you, my brother.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on, and like I told you when I got here, I could stay here all day and talk about what we're doing, but at some point, y'all got to talk about sports. So
we got a little on the menu
got
today.
Got a little on the menu today.
We do indeed. Scott, again, thank you. 7 days for the troops, numeral 7 days for the troops.org. Want to give a shout out to some tournament winners. Last night at the Davis Event Center in Fulton, Region 23 quarters, my friends. ICC and Adam was telling me there were good crowds on hand. So that, I mean, on spring break, right? The men knock off Mississippi Delta 92-58. The Indians led by only six at halftime. James Turner led the way, came off the bench, and got 21 to lead all scorers. ICC will take on Pearl River in the semis tomorrow night at Jones College. The winner of that game will be in the finals either against Northeast or Jones. That championship game is Thursday. Go Indians. Go Tribe. The women equally as impressive. Big winners over Gulf Coast, 66-43. Ayanna Waters, 21. Destiny Dixon, 19 points, 13 boards, 10 steals. I believe the kids call it a triple-double. So ICC will advance in the women's semis to play Kahoma on Friday. Tomorrow, the SEC tournament gets underway in Nashville. Is this the most excited we've been? And there are more storylines. There's overall number one seed. Their bubble team. Seems like five of them in the mix. This is going to be a good week, ladies and gentlemen.
SEC tournament's always good, but this one's got a little extra flavor.
Doesn't it? It feel that way to you, Brian?
Yeah. You know, you can talk about so many of these teams, Craig, that's on the bubble. And Arkansas with a big win on Saturday. You don't know if that's got, you know, if they've done enough to get in. I think the name Calipari helps with that.
Yeah. Doesn't hurt. Yep.
Starting even in conference tournaments, there's always these upsets, and there's teams that play better in tournament style basketball. So, yep.
Johnny, thank you.
You're welcome.
Tournament alert. Told you it was madness. Tomorrow at noon. Poor Johnny is yet to find. He's had this phone for 7 years.
I found the button just then.
14 seed South Carolina and the aforementioned Arkansas Razorbacks, the 9 seed, will start the proceedings tomorrow in Nashville at noon. And Arkansas, I think they need to win two. And if they did win two, that would they'd put them beating Ole Miss on Thursday, because the winner of that game will face the Rebels, who have a bye tomorrow in the quarters. Now,
I think they're in.
I do too.
I mean, because they started out 0-5.
Even one win.
Yeah, they started out 0-5 and then he went 8-5 for the next 13.
And 8 wins in the SEC ain't too shabby.
No, and the committee's looking at who's playing well now.
Yeah.
Also, the brand. The Arkansas brand.
Yeah.
Right? And also, tomorrow, 2:30, 13 seed Texas versus 12 seed Vandy. Winner of that game gets number 5. Texas A&M, also a team who we can't figure out. Obviously, they're in the tournament, but, I mean, they look beatable at times. Then at 6, 15-seed LSU, taking on the 10-seed Mississippi State. Winner to get Missouri on Thursday. Mississippi State could improve, obviously, their status with a team they beat 81-69 just a few weeks ago in Starkville, right? And then the nightcap tomorrow, 14-seed Oklahoma against another team, could do themselves a lot of, right, Georgia, get a couple of wins there. They'll take the winner of that one, Kentucky, the 6th seed, of course. Friday, the big boys await these teams.
It would not surprise me if you look up and see Georgia playing Alabama at 8:30 come Friday night.
Yep, I agree.
Me either.
Georgia's playing well at the right time.
Georgia, exactly. all their athletes. And the season will come down to this week for a Georgia, for a Vandy, even an Oklahoma. Arkansas and Texas, also teams, need to get at least one dub in the Music City. Now, final AP Top 25 of the regular season was released yesterday. Ole Miss came in at number 22. No surprise that Duke's number. I was a little surprised at how far Auburn fell. Although this ranking means probably less today than it meant all year, right?
Yeah.
Auburn, though, fell to number 5. So I'm wondering, you know, there's still a debate on whether Auburn or Duke will be the overall top seed. I mean, you want one of the four, and you're going to play a 16.
Yeah.
So I don't know how important that is. And Auburn may be one of these teams, guys, and Stacey, that they wouldn't mind. They're going to be a one regardless if they lose on Friday, right?
I think so.
We don't want to play three games.
No.
That we don't have to. Would you?
Well, Calipari spoke to that in an interview just the other day. You know, he said he thought they were – he thinks they're in, and he thought they'd be better off losing first round of the tournament.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's kind of a tricky situation. Do you want to win and get some rest, or do you want to have that good momentum going into postseason? And, you know, with this tournament style set up for the SEC tournament, you know, these top four seeds in the SEC tournament are, I think, are they're kind of sitting ducks because they don't play until Friday. Whoever you play will have already played one game.
At least.
And, you know, some teams shoot it better with fresher legs, and some teams tend to overshoot it with fresher legs. So
that's true, and it's a different venue. They're playing in a place that, I mean, it doesn't affect college much as it does high school. But
the hockey rink, right, Stacey? Yeah.
That's right.
Bridgestone, baby.
Yeah.
Preds aren't at home this week.
No, they're not. Let's go to the text line. I get a couple of comments from some of our friends there. Ah, the man of Swamp has spoken. Every time Florida wins on Saturday, we hear from Swamp like exactly at 9:06 when we start the program. Good morning, guys. Told you Gators by 15. It was actually more than that. I was close. Go Gators. Swamp. I said, yes, ancient history. Get over it. Thank you, Swamp. Alan has said hello. Great interview with Scott. Wonderful cause. Greetings from Mobile. Ole Miss baseball team this afternoon at 4. Hottie Toddy, Rebels. Alan, we'll get to baseball in the second half hour shortly here. Mr. West has said hello today. You don't want to be the number one overall seed in the big dance. They're not traditionally the team that wins it.
No.
Good point.
That's true.
Mr. West, thank you so much. Some teams already have punched their tickets. There are 31 auto bids, okay? Conference tournament champions. You guys realize that we had that many?
No.
31 automatic bids.
Wow.
And I say a handful, probably 8, have already been decided, including a game I watched last night. I didn't know it was going to be on.
No.
I flip over. It's Troy and Arkansas State. This is a very good game. Pretty close throughout, but Troy pulled away late, 94-81. And I don't know, guys, if I'm a Power Four program, I'm looking at Tayton Conaway. This kid's a lefty. He is smooth as he took over the game in the closing minutes. Had 21 to lead the men of Troy. They'll earn a spot in the NCAA for the third time in their program history. Wofford! The Terriers of Wofford, 92. Furman Paladins, 85. In the SoCon championship game, Wofford is in. They're 19-15, y'all. And they're in the dance. You guys seen, oh, this kid's going to be the star of the tournament. Kyler Filewich. Kind of a heavy set youngster.
Yeah, shoots the underhand
free throws.
Really?
Yeah.
Why does he shoot underhand free? You would think, like, Rick Barry's the first guy we think of, right, with underhand free throws. And he was, I don't know, 95% over a career. This kid can't hit a barn from the free throw line.
Overhand or underhand?
Overhand was terrible. Underhand ain't even good.
Yeah.
37.5% from the line. He shoots like 60 from the field.
Is that where he got his name? Fowlwich.
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 Yeah. Foul him. So this is going to be a story because it's funny, but I'm like, how bad are you in traditional the shot? This kid's from Canada, by the way.
Yeah.
So they do everything different up there. And he shoots these grannies in there. He had an air ball. Delaware. Guys, watch my blue hens. I've been with them all year. How many times have I mentioned Delaware?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah.
They're hot at the right time. They came in to the Coastal Athletic Association tourney, the 12 seed. I don't know if they had more than 12 seeds, but they were in the back of the pack. They've beaten every opponent, including the one seed, by double digits. They will play tonight on CBS Sports Network against UNC Wilmington. I love these games. This is a play-in tonight. And they too, have a right at 500 regular season record. UNC Wilmington, by the way, UNC Wilmington beat them by 30 back in February. So, yeah, might be over for the Blue Hens. How about the women's selection Sunday and how important for Ole Miss? The women are awaiting, and they played Texas hard, right, this past Saturday. The women are awaiting seeding. If they are a top four seed, they'll play and host their first ever NCAA tourney game in Oxford.
That'd be great.
Historic.
Yeah, big deal. I've seen them play twice this year in person. They're the real deal. Maddie Scott was actually the player of the C-Spire player of the year, whatever it is that they do.
Right.
You know.
Right, and that was announced yesterday.
Yes.
Yes, she won the Gillum Award.
Yeah. Now,
and the Howell Trophy went to Josh Hubbard yet again.
Yeah, and why not?
And State wins the men's every year, and Ole Miss wins the women's every year.
But, yeah, this is, I mean, it's so much different than the men's. I mean, being a top four seed, it means that you have a
home game. A
huge advantage.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to travel. You're beating home, your home crowd.
Got your crowd in the house. Mm-hmm. You would expect it to be a big one and very electric. So we'll see. All they need is a four seed. And even with the loss in the SEC tournament, they are expected to retain sort of that four seed there. So we'll find out Sunday, will we not?
That's true.
The Toppers are dancing. First ever trip to the NAIA National Championship for Blue Mountain Christian University women's basketball. They will play in Langston, Oklahoma, and they will face the host there and number 17 nationally ranked team, Langston University. That game will be Friday. We are going to speak directly with the head coach of the Toppers when we return. How many postseason coach interviews do we get?
Not many.
It's a story, and you will not believe how they finished out their tournament.
Yeah, and you talk about the postseason. You think about the student athletes. Some of these guys and ladies they're about to pack their bags.
Yeah.
And be on the road for some of them for weeks. So that is tough to work in school when you have
That's
this
all right.
pressure on you.
Yeah.
They still go to school?
I think so.
As athletes?
I heard they did.
Okay. All right. We will be joined by Coach Tracy Rice on the other side of our break. We got baseball to talk about, too. NFL free agency is crazy. It just started.
Yeah.
And we got some names you'll be familiar with, some amazing stories there. And you join the conversation, 331-2508. This is the Tuesday edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
Hi, this is Brian Rigby, owner of ServPro of Tupelo. ServPro is the nation's leader in cleaning and restoration. But here at home, we're more than that. We're neighbors helping neighbors, friends taking care of friends. Whether it's storm, flood, or fire damage, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Our staff has over 150 years combined experience in residential and commercial projects. Visit ServPro.com or call 690-6502. ServPro of Tupelo, here in your community, here to help.
It's Bobby Bascom from Automedic. Bobby, when you say we speak the language, what does that mean?
Just that, Craig. We speak foreign imports language, specializing in BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Lexus.
You mean you speak BMW?
Wir sprechen Deutsch.
Gesundheit!
Translation? We speak German imports, and we're local, so there's no need to drive hours to your dealer. Automedic 3552 Jeff Homan Boulevard in Tupelo. Reach us at 844-9379. We speak the language at Automedic.
It's Mark Ewan with Farm Bureau Insurance Lee County. Mark, baseball is here.
One of my favorite times of the year. And our team at Farm Bureau want to wish our Lee County Diamond and Lady Diamond teams the very best this season. We're in the baseball capital of the nation. Go Rebels, go Bulldogs, and go Golden Eagles. We know that great teams have consistency, attention to details, and a passion for the game. We have five tools at every position.
The home team.
Give us a call at 662-842-7034, and let's have the best season ever from our team at Farm Bureau Insurance Lee County. Go with the home team.
What are you people?
Who are you?
Featuring a different lineup of hosts every day and your comments on the Elite Realty text line. This is the People's Sports Talk Show. Now, back to more of Mississippi Sports Today on Super Talk 101.9.
Well, you couldn't ask for a more spring-like day to get us rolling into this spring break week. Welcoming you to the Surf Pro Studio, along with our hosts, Brian Rigby, Stacy Rollins, and Johnny Davis. I'm gonna try to quit calling you Stacy Joe.
I like the Stacy Joe.
You do?
I do like the Stacy Joe.
I wasn't sure.
Yes.
Stacy Joe, right. I like that better. Yeah. Stacy.
It just works.
All right. We are joined now by the head coach of the Blue Mountain Lady Toppers in the NAIA for the first time in their program history, Tracy Rice. Coach, good morning to you. Coach, good morning to you. Oh, gosh. I got a button out of place. Coach Rice, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I introduced you, and then I didn't have my you couldn't hear me. So I gave you a brilliant, I gave you a brilliant introduction.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, we know that this is, your first trip to the NAIA, and just want to ask you right off the bat what that means to you and your program.
Yes, I'm super excited just being a former BMCU basketball player and being able to come back and coach and have the opportunity to lead these players. It's just a great feeling to be a part of that success, to watch your players, grow over the season and reach their goals that they've set out at the beginning of the year. So it's just a great feeling. We're excited.
Coach, we talk all the time on this program, especially this time of year, about peaking at the right time. And that was some conference tourney down in Mobile. You beat the host team. You knocked off William Carey, who was only 25-0. And the time, what has been the spark as of late that sort of energized your squad?
Yeah, I think late in the season, we just found the right chemistry. We found the right mix. Their trust in each other, their belief in each other just really sparked. And it's just one of those kind of things that you always hope and pray for. And but when your team finds it, it's just like it's that unexplainable synergy that kind of just grows and grows. And you just go, you get stronger as you move on. And even though your body's worn out and your legs are fighting against you, but you just find that extra energy. And so I'd say just their trust and belief in each other and the chemistry out there on the court.
Now, you have a dynamic duo that really came on and propelled you through this tournament in Kristen Guy and Sharnita Brooks. Kristen, I believe, was the player of the tournament. Sharnita made the all-tournament team, if I'm not mistaken. So you talk about getting hot offensively. And you guys were drilling threes. You were obviously good from the free throw line. So, talk about those two and their contribution.
Yeah, they were both incredible. Last week, Kristen averaged 19.5 for the tournament, just shooting the ball so well from the three-point line. She's a great downhill guard anyway. She's got great speed, can be really physical on her drives, and so that's her gift. And so she's expanded her game to shooting over 30% from the three-point line, and so that's really helped her. Like, you have to come out and guard her from the three-point line. So she shot the ball really well that week. Great from the free throw line, and then always, getting to the rim and creating for other people and doing all that as the point guard, as the floor leader. And so she was just huge and, you know, hit clutch free throws down the stretch in every game for us. And then Sharnita was so sick, she didn't even play the first day. And so it was incredible for her to be able to bounce back as quickly. And she gives all the credit to God for being able to bounce back that quickly and be able to have a great tournament. And so same thing for her. She's hitting big shots left and right, getting to the rim, creating for everybody, and just her defensive energy. Both of them rebounded really well for guards. I think Kristen averaged 6.8 rebounds a game for the tournament, and Char is at about 5 rebounds a game. And so they're just their buy-in on the defensive end, the rebounding, as well as, you know, being great scorers. That's huge when those are your two senior leaders.
Blue Mountain Toppers head coach Tracy Rice, who was, as you mentioned, playing at your coaching at your alma mater, and you led the nation in free throw percentage in 2003. That's got to be an emphasis, because your team hit 18 of 20 in that William Carey win. So, I mean, it's 18 of 20 ain't too shabby, Coach.
Yeah, that's a lot of that's their buy-in to being great from the free throw line. We've definitely had some games over the years that we've lost it at the free throw line, and I think that's just them buying in and just being like, we're not going to let this be something that beats us. And so they, you know, get in the gym, do their extra free throws, and just really have bought in to, you know, improving at the free throw line.
I suspect a lot of teams do not emphasize, based on what we see,
yes,
emphasize free throw. Coach, how much do you know about your opponent Friday in Langston? It's a lengthy road trip, I know, for you. And this is obviously a good team. They're the 4 seed, I believe, in this region.
Yes. Yes. Yes, they're a great team, well-coached, very athletic, great rebounding team. Going to be great, you know, defensively as well. And so we know we got a great challenge, but we also have a great opportunity, and we're, you know, excited to have the opportunity to be there and play, and we believe we can do it. We believed, you know, this whole time, even going into the conference tournament as the 8 seed, we knew we had dropped some close games that we knew we could win. And so I think we're just, at this point, we believe we can play with anybody, and we're excited for the opportunity.
Well, we're excited for you, Coach. We want to wish you the best of luck. Now, folks can go to bmcusports.com. And they get all the updates and video and all that of the game itself. Is that right, Coach?
Yes, yes. You can find highlights. You can, you know, find the articles about the games. And then they'll put out a live stream link for the game Friday and all that information as well.
All right. Well, I hope you take some of your fan base. I know you got a lot of folks and support, yeah, of you. We're in support of you and want to give you the recognition you deserved, you and your team, Coach. And we wish you the best of luck out there. Keep going.
Okay, that sounds great. We'll do it.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep. Okay, y'all have a great day.
You too. Oh, thanks to a very busy coach for her time.
Yeah.
And we have a special person to thank for that interview.
Oh, well, yeah, Mr. McMillan, President McMillan's husband, who is a daily listener of this program, and always wants to talk to me about it when I drop by at Chick-fil-A to see him.
How about that?
Great sports guy. I'm talking about, he knows everything about every kind of sport.
Why does he listen to us?
Yeah, we got to have him on one day.
He but knows stuff.
But he's a great guy, too, and he just mentioned that he thought they deserved a little recognition for that, and I got a little bit of tie to Coach Rice. I officiated a few games she played in back in the time.
Where did she play?
At Blue Mountain.
Okay, when she was, yeah, at Blue Mountain.
Yeah.
And is she a North Mississippi product, or is she?
I actually don't know, Craig.
Right.
I think.
She must have been good.
Yeah, she was really good. She's tall.
lead the nation in free throws.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
And, you know,
yeah. And it doesn't matter if you're Division I, you're NAIA or whatever. Shoot free throws from the same place.
Or NBA, that's, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of these games are going to come down to that very thing.
Now, this is the time of the year for that.
Right. And we talk about legs. It's hard to shoot a free throw when you ain't got no legs.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've always said that I think that the ladies shoot the free throw better than the men.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be great. BMCUSports.com to keep up with the Toppers and their first ever trip to the NAIA National Championship. It is madness. All right, a couple of notes from the text line before we move to baseball. I like the Reb CFP hopes. Oh, like the Reb CFP hopes. All right. Another jab from the swamp. They need to change the SEC tournament. No team should get two byes. All the first-round byes, like Ole Miss, should be playing Missouri and Kentucky, should be playing Texas A&M. Right. I can see that. Yeah. You get two byes.
Yeah.
A lot of games in that first day, but I'm with you, Mr. West. Thank you. How about the baseball weekend for Mississippi State and Ole Miss, now ranked 13th in the D1 baseball rankings? Mississippi State rules over Queens College. We didn't expect, you know, anything less than a sweep. 9-3 in the final game Sunday. Wrapped up their third straight sweep series at home. Aaron Downs was down for the Diamond Dogs. He had two straight two-homer games. Carson Ligon started, logged five shutout innings. Only surrendering two hits, struck out. They finished the pitching staff with 14 total strikeouts and limited Queens. Now, Queens is 2-13.
Yeah, and they're not from the borough outside of New York.
They are not. They're from Charlotte, we established. Mississippi State will be in action today at the Hancock-Whitney Classic, Keesler Federal Park.
Yeah.
Taking on Old Dominion, like the band?
Like the trucking company?
Yeah.
I love me some Old Dominion.
Yeah.
I love their music. Yeah. They'll play today at 6. First pitch is 5:30 over on 95.9. Tomorrow, the opponent, Nichols. I can't get used to calling them Nichols.
Yeah. I can't either.
It's like with Memphis.
Yeah.
It's still Nichols State.
Nichols State. And they'll play them tomorrow at 5. Number 13, as we said, Ole Miss Rebels overpowered Jacksonville State. Coach Mike Bianco in his comments yesterday talked about the offensive surge and how well his team, Brian, is seeing things at the plate. Walk-off grand slam for Ryan Moorman. And that did it in the bottom of the 8th and lifted Ole Miss to a 13-2 victory. The only loss of the season, guys, for Ole Miss has been Texas.
A run, Rue.
Yeah, it was a bad one.
Yeah.
13-game homestand, undefeated for Ole Miss. Brian, you're a little surprised at the initial success. I mean, the pitching staff was a worry for a lot of folks.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, as you know, talking about the pitching staff, I think Coach Mangrum has come in, and I like what I see more out of our pitchers and how he's just handling this staff. A lot of guys have pitched early in the year. Offensively, it's good to see Furness and Pano come along in the bottom of the order. You know, Folley may be the SEC opener catcher. He only has four hits on the year, but those have been home runs, all four. So the bottomless lineup has to come along. So when you start SEC play this weekend, it's a gauntlet. And I looked earlier, D1 baseball, there's 12 SEC teams in the top 25. Yeah. Two of them are not in the top 25 is Mississippi State and Kentucky.
Yeah, and so they're both really good.
They're both really, really, really good.
Yeah, Mississippi State in softball had a great sweep over the weekend over number 17, Auburn. Nadia Barberi, game-winning grand slam. And the number 22 Bulldogs had a 7-run fourth, won 7-4, sweep the Tigers. Ole Miss won their opening series over Arkansas. Got the first two games, but Arkansas set a program record with 20 runs in a 20-3 five-inning thrashing in the series finale. Rebels are 20-4 on this softball season.
You don't usually see softball turn around that quick from day to day because it's usually the same pitcher or you know, maybe two.
20 runs is hard to get,
man.
In softball.
That's like when we used to play slow pitch.
Right? Some NFL news. Laremy Tunsil, the 5-time Pro Bowler for the Houston Texans. You may remember him from his days on campus in Oxford. I'm not sure he attended school. But Laremy Tunsil has been traded And also another guy that moved. By the way, Tunsil's going on the Commanders.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Obviously, we told you DK Metcalf traded to Pittsburgh.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think Pickens will stay?
I think they need a quarterback.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you know what? I think they're setting themselves up to say, come on, we've got the receivers. We've got the people that can catch the ball.
And get who?
I don't know. But I think it puts them in a position to look a little bit more desirable.
Or they could say, we don't have a quarterback. We need people that can catch the ball.
I mean, if they,
good point.
The thing that frustrates these wideouts with the big egos more than anything is the quarterback don't get them the ball. We see the tantrums. And I suspect they've been through seven dudes, I think, since Roethlisberger left there.
Yeah, almost as bad as New York or the Jets.
They've tried everybody.
Yeah.
And it can't even Russell Wilson. So they're going to have to find somebody to get the ball. J.C. Horn, and I was advised of this today by my friend Chad Willis, Marvel guy. And he said, did you know the current highest paid defensive back as of yesterday in the National Football League, one J.C. Horn, signed with Carolina, historic deal, was a point guard on the Marvel Troopers basketball team for a season.
For 1 year.
I said, didn't know it. Want to find out more. Johnny?
He was just about as good on the basketball court. He was so lightning quick. Had a pretty good shot. Had confidence of his dad.
Okay.
Put it mildly.
Runs in the family.
Yeah. But really, great athlete. But you mentioned what made the difference was he grew like 4 or 5 inches.
Yeah, he did. And he muscled up.
Yeah.
And he went on to South Carolina. It was like all freshman.
Yeah.
At South Carolina. And then I believe that year Muschamp left. He went ahead and opted out of his, whatever season that was for him, and went into the NFL draft and is now one of the premier, cover guys in all the league.
Yep.
Funny what you learn from your buddies in Morville from time to time. Hey, I want to get Brian's thoughts on this run for Christopher Bell in NASCAR, another one. In Phoenix. Everywhere he goes, he wins.
Yeah, almost. He is 3 of 4 this year. The only place he has not won was the first race of the year in Daytona, and it did not finish. So he has won 3 in a row. That's the first time since the new cars, the
the next-gen cars.
Yeah, next-gen cars. And I think the 4th ever to win 3 in a row. Is that correct?
Yeah. 4th driver in Cup history to win 3 times in the first 4.
And, Craig, he's still not leading in points.
He's still? What do you got to do?
This guy's won 3 races in a row out of 4, and he's sitting at 2nd behind William Byron, 13 points behind.
I had a feeling.
Interesting.
Yeah. I had a feeling someone would say this in regard to the Pittsburgh quarterback, Jackson Dart.
Well, there's been rumors that he might be their pick, but – I don't see him going in being their quarterback to start as a rookie.
That was Jared in New Albany. Pittsburgher in talks with Aaron Rodgers. Real talk. We hear he may be going to Minnesota. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is done.
Oof. I agree. Yeah. 100%.
He's got to be tired.
Have you seen these kids that play quarterback these days?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most of them have one thing in common. They can scoot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, he ain't scooting.
He's an Eli Manning quarterback.
He's going. Yeah. Interesting. It, how he would fit into Mike Tomlin in that. I mean, generally, the players in Pittsburgh, you rarely hear from them in the media.
Right.
Pretty well behaved bunch. All right. I didn't put this on our prep notes, but I want to know if you guys saw the conduct of fans. On every level of sport is becoming not only just disgraceful and, it's just so cringeworthy to see these fans acting out. And we see it, again, on all levels, guys.
Yep.
And you guys see it in person. And this fight in the stands of a Pennsylvania high school playoff game, that's scary. We're going to... an area where you have to consider your own safety just to attend the game.
Absolutely, because this broke out in the stands and spilled onto the court, and it was
I saw a lady
nasty.
Trying to get a baby
yeah.
out of the middle of these two grown men
yeah.
up there wailing. Nobody's hitting anybody.
Yeah.
It's one of those. Yeah, it's yeah. Go see the Pennsylvania Athletic. Yep. You know, the governing body of high school athletics said, "Okay, you two teams are done."
Yep, they
your
should
teams
have.
Are done.
They should
based on
good
the
for them.
The old yeah. bad apple.
Yeah. Well, the thing's got to be done, and it's going to have to happen in the MHSAA also. You're going to have to make those schools ban those fans. And somehow you're going to have – they can only hold the schools accountable. They can't hold the fans accountable. The schools have to deal with the fans. So it's going to – it's
yeah.
gonna, pressure's going to have to be put on
well,
that.
They escorted one dude out in handcuffs.
Yeah.
And what a look. I mean, just what – I don't know. We'll see. All right. Let's go to the time machine and kick it back, y'all. And this date, March 11th, the year was –
1963, Pete Rose, who should be in the Hall of Fame, debuts with Cincinnati at spring training in Tampa, Florida. Two hits in his first two at-bats.
Not surprising.
Nope.
Somebody said yesterday, you think Pete Rose will get in the Hall of Fame? And I said, I would expect there'd be a, you know, we've heard about a push for that. And it was Brandon. He said, well, his lifetime ban is over.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that, but that's true.
That's expired.
Yeah.
You're banned for life, but yeah. not eternity.
And now you're not living anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Give him the hall.
There you go. 1963, Wilt Chamberlain scores 70 points in San Francisco. The Warriors 163-148 loss to Syracuse Nationals.
Wow.
They lost.
And scored 148.
And scored 148 points.
We lost. Might want to play some defense.
In 1996, the 37th SEC men's basketball tournament, Mississippi State defeated Kentucky 84-73 before the Mississippi State men went on the Final Four run.
Yeah, they did. They did.
With Dante Jones. And
I'm going to tell you, I don't know what it was, but we all remember if we were around. Stacey, you probably weren't born. But the excitement surrounding that is one of – I mean – it was sort of like the Omaha runs for both these teams.
Yeah.
In football, you know, got a shot. I think most of us are realists. We're not going to be in the Final Four college football playoff. That's pretty much a given for most schools. But this was a run. Even when Vic Schaefer took the Mississippi State women, you get on a run and you end up in that last four.
Yeah, and
it's exciting.
The sharpshooter from that team, Darryl Wilson, is coaching high school ball at Itawamba.
Woo! He could fill it up. We got another one.
2002, 43rd SEC Men's Basketball Tournament, Mississippi State beats Alabama 61-58.
Spanning the globe. It was a good team, too. Didn't go as far.
No.
Yeah, a couple of Bulldog nuggets in it. Hey, March 11th's not a bad day for State.
I know, no.
I wish they were playing today.
They need to be playing basketball today. And throw something in with Brian talking about Ole Miss baseball. Tupelo's own Mason Morris had another great outing this last weekend. Came in and pitched four innings, I believe, this time.
His brother was on the golf course yesterday.
Yeah.
Sweet. He was talking to Drew about his Mason's workout, and he'll bring Jack over to participate in those pitchers' workouts. And Brian, you know something about that. And he said, you know, the difference has been he can go 91 with off and then go upper 90s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. And he's picked up another pitch, he's throwing a little bit of a splitter, and just I noticed in one sequence that I saw this last weekend, he went 97, 96, 81.
Yeah.
If that don't get you off, you...
Big league stuff, right? All right.
I got a couple baseball nuggets for you.
Hit me.
Kansas State, Martin Maximus.
Yeah.
This past weekend. All right. He was 8 for 12 at the plate with a double and 5 home runs.
Maximus.
Wow. Oh, what a name.
Pretty impressive.
Absolutely.
What the kid did. And then also, I want to just give an update. My old coach, Kenny DuPont, is coaching at UT Martin. Got a lot of friends in the area. I know Coach Carrier at ICC. He and Coach DuPont are really, really close. He got hit with a baseball about a week ago. 100-mile-an-hour plus exit velo off a bat, and had 7 fractures in his face and some broken eye socket. And he had some really good news yesterday. The doctor said that he thinks he will regain his eyesight. So our prayers still going out for Coach DuPont. UT Martin travels to Auburn tonight to take on the Auburn Tigers.
Oh,
so
wow.
Coach DuPont said he's doing well. He texted me last night, and he said he's – it's been tough, but he's trying to stay positive.
Goodness.
So,
yeah, and just a reminder for one of the bases. I'm sure he was on.
He was actually during practice, and he was coaching a runner at first, and he stepped out behind the screen that they keep in first base just for a split second, and that these coaches are in danger when they're out there, and
fans too. There's a reason they tell you to keep, you know, keep an eye on what's going on.
Absolutely.
While hitters up.
Absolutely.
I was coaching Cotton States when my son was a senior in high school, and coaching high school Cotton States in third base box, and didn't have on a batting helmet. Got a shot down the line, and all I could do was turn my head down and hit me right in the top of the head, knocked me cold. When I came to, there was a lady that was a nurse that had almost hurdled the fence, they said, and came out there. And I thank the Lord I didn't have a concussion. I don't know how not, because it was a shot. Guess I'm hard-headed.
No, not you.
Yeah, it is really amazing. I know Coach DuPont's been coaching since the mid-'80s.
Yeah.
And this now, is
first time anything like that. Yeah, it can be very dangerous. So, yeah, we're thinking about Coach DuPont. Hey, we're thinking about getting out, and we're about to put on some special promotions with our friends at Backswings. 1014 Commonwealth, where you can go enjoy courses like TPC Sawgrass, where they'll begin the Players' Championship on Thursday. You can play that course. Let us know how you did on 17. And it's a great experience. Great food, great beverages, and, of course, those bays that you can find on their website. So go to Backswings Golf and check that out, and we'll see you out there. We're about to do some little competitions out there among our hosts and otherwise. But Scotty Scheffler is going for a three-peat in the Players' Championship.
Yeah.
Think about how tough that is to do on that golf course.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
$25 million purse. And this Russell Henley over the weekend, I don't know if you guys watched any of the Arnold Palmer. He eagles 16. Morikawa was in the lead. Henley eagles 16 on a crazy, you know, hole out, chip shot, and goes on to beat Morikawa by 1. That's a $4 million eagle.
Ooh, ooh.
It's a fancy bird.
Yeah, it is.
Stacey, thank you for being here today.
Glad to be here always. So much fun.
Good luck with your luggage.
Thank you.
Thanks to Brian. Thanks to Johnny and Coach Tracy Rice. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Mid-Delta Auction is holding 2 March auctions, a spring equipment auction Thursday, March the 20th in Greenwood, plus a retirement auction at Ewing Farm in Anguilla on Thursday, March the 13th. Visit mdauction.com for details on both. That's mdauction.com. We'll see you there.